There was a setback for Michael Jackson in his trial today. The judge ruled that the prosecution can bring in evidence about past allegations of sexual molestation. Jackson paid multi-million dollar settlements to two accusers about 10 years ago. Their cases are among the five the prosecution has permission to bring up. For more than a month, newscasts and entertainment shows have featured stories about the Jackson trial just about daily. Every detail has been examined, the legal strategies, of course, but also the fans outside the courthouse, Jackson's wardrobe, his entourage, and his health. Commentator Kathy Y. Wilson says that as she follows what's going on, it feels uncomfortably familiar.
Michael Jackson is in the darkest thicket of white man's territory because blacks see pedophilia and molestation as white people's stuff. It makes perfect sense for an all-white jury to be sitting in judgment of Michael Jackson. These, to us, are white folks' crimes, so why not let them be judge and jury of them? Blacks believe still, in our heart of hearts, that pedophilia is a dark corner sickness man-made by Europeans. We blacks never, ever want this played out publicly by a black cast. Let's just leave that exhibitionism to whitey, shall we? I understand how some of black America must feel about these latest charges, because there is a convicted child molester in my own family. We were stunned, embarrassed, and stifled by denial when my aged father was accused, charged, and sentenced for gross sexual imposition of a young family member. Though in hindsight there was plenty of evidence my father was capable of molestation, my family could not, or it would not, see it because, like many blacks, we secretly thought only whites dealt with that. Black folks say, serial killing, hellbound gays and lesbians, and, Lord have mercy, pedophilia, these are the evil doings that white men do. See, Michael Jackson makes black America afraid that a guilty verdict might make us white America's evil identical twin. We blacks have worked hard since the Civil Rights Movement, acquiring degrees, positions, houses, and cars as the white standard of non-threatening success. From Neverland Ranch's amusement park rides to Michael Jackson's extravagantly produced albums that haven't sold well of late, Jackson's eccentric gaudiness fits America's ideals and white America's perceptions of first-generational black wealth. However, much of this newly minted black money is a cover and a ploy. Blacks use it to hide our shameful behavior from one another, but also as a tactic to get nearer the ever-elusive white standard of living. These are dark truths that we, too, sing in America's bottom-feeding chorus. That we, too, can be vile, suspect, and lacking in sound moral judgment. And that we, too, struggle with the demons of denial and of sexual perversion. In light of my father's behavior, my family grew so preoccupied with our appearance that stupid fights broke out over our own issues, distracting us from the horrible, horrible issue at hand. We did not properly tend to the young victim, and now she is twice victimized, rumored within my family to be struggling with self-esteem, promiscuity, and sexuality issues many molestation victims suffer through their entire lives. Black America, we'd better get a jump on the emotional heft of what Michael's all-white jury might tell us about ourselves before the same epidemic apathy wreaks havoc like it did on my own family.
Kathy Y. Wilson is the author of the book Your Negro Tour Guide, Truths in Black and White.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.